I'm in the press room at Focus on Imaging at the NEC in Birmingham, and I swear every year it gets so comfortable, a tiny bit more comfortable every year, that I'm worried that next year if I come back, I'll be having a massage and won't get any work done. There are candles, there are roses on the tables, and I'm sat with a lovely lady called...
Mary Walker.
You're quite heavily involved with this, aren't you? I do believe this is your baby.
Focus is indeed my baby. In fact, I am Mrs. Focus.
What made you bring such a spectacular, or should I say actually create such a spectacular photo conference exhibition? I say conference because the conversations going on in the alleyways between the stands with all kinds of companies, organisations, is just as much fun as the actual getting to feel and touch the products that we see so often on the internet. How did this happen here in England?
20-odd years ago, I was employed by a fabulous publishing company, and I worked on a magazine called Professional Photographer, and their related show, which was Photography at Work. And through that company, I used to go to Fotokina in Cologne, which I'm sure many of you know is held every other year. And I thought, hang on a minute, how come the Germans have got a show? We won the war. The Germans have got this fabulous show that caters for everyone who's interested in imaging, regardless of their professional status. If you're into imaging, Fotokina's for you. And I thought, why don't photographers in the UK have an exhibition like this? And it... I mean, you've got to understand that, you know, I set up this show from nothing, and it was very scary. I was driven to do it. I had this real conviction that, you know, I was put on this earth to create Fotokina in the UK for UK photographers. So I did, and I've never looked back, and it's got bigger and better as every year has gone by, and this is our 22nd show.
It's got smarter as well, I think, because, I mean, it seems that everything's under one roof this time, or has the appearance of that. It's still absolutely massive, yet...
Telling you, it's always been under one roof. It depends on your perception.
Yes, yes.
We've never divided up... That we have two and a bit halls, but it's always been open as one.
And the NEC is perfect because of its location in the United Kingdom, and I come here for all kinds of events. I've moved a slightly further away, but it's still so easy to get to. Was that a choice you had from the beginning?
Yes, it was totally deliberate. We're almost in the centre of Britain, so people come over from Ireland, they come down from Scotland, they come over from Wales. Something like 40% of our attendees come up from London and the South East.
I've seen some international people as well coming from all over the place. Today, a blogger just south of London says he was up at 4. He was so excited, he couldn't wait, and he's staying over. He's coming every day.
Fantastic, fantastic. When I walked around my own show this morning, and I couldn't believe how busy it is, I just love looking at photographers, enjoying the fruits of my labours for the last 12 months. The reward for me is just unreal. The pleasure on their faces, you know, seeing photographers watching free presentations, you know, absolutely, you know, a naked woman could run past them, they wouldn't even notice, you know.
No, some of these photographers, they've always got their cameras ready. Although there's normally a pretty amazing woman modelling for a lot of these photographers on a lot of stands anyway. They seem to be trying to attract the photographers over to the stalls.
But also the kit. They're here to look at kit. Oh, yeah. This is a product-driven show. It's a product-driven show, and photographers literally, when they come in the entrance, start running, you know, to that stand to see that new camera or that new gadget.
And this year it seems to be the Fuji stand. I must admit, I was there maybe 5 minutes before the doors opened, and I said to them, brace yourself. And then before I turned around, and it was like the hordes were coming, which yes, can be quite scary, because photographers, and it's not a bad word now, they can be quite geeky. And with cameras bristling all over the place and backpacks on their back, there's a lot of weight behind that running crowd.
I know, but that, you know, I'm so proud of those people. You know, they make my job worthwhile. You know, it's fantastic, and I love to see their pleasure. And one thing that visitors to Focus probably don't realise is how much money the companies invest in their stands, you know, and their presentations and the development of new products. I mean, most of the major companies here have new stands this year. Now, that we're talking shed loads of money, you know.
Or caravan loads, there is actually a caravan on the Fuji stand with a gallery inside, which I was quite impressed with.
Yes, and you know, it's so lovely to see the industry be so innovative. You know, it's a family. This industry is a family, and you know, I make no distinction really between my exhibitors and my visitors. They're all in this industry. They all love photography.
They share that passion. Yes, your passion is obviously still very evident as well.
I created this job for myself, but I am so privileged. And honestly, I never get over it. I pinch myself and I think, you lucky cow. You've got the most fantastic job in the world. I mean, it is hard work, but the rewards are tremendous.
It's the morning of day one. Are you now kind of already planning 2012?
Oh, yes, I was planning 2012 about 3 months ago. You have to. And another lovely thing about Focus, you know, nothing is the same because it, you know, we don't do things next year the way we did them this year because, you know, that's what we always do. I take the whole thing apart. And I look at each component and I see what I can take forward. And then, you know, I put it all back together again, you know, newly configured. You know, this industry is getting younger, which I've been in it for rather a long time. But I love the fact that, you know, there are loads and loads of young and really talented people coming up in the ranks. And for them, you know, I have to take the jigsaw apart and think about how I'm going to put it back together again. You know, and there's always room for growth, for inventiveness, you know, and the way we promote ourselves. You know, we've got to try and appeal to the widest cross section, you know, of our audience as possible. But you know, just keep on
keeping on,
being fresh.
Definitely, there is a. It's kind of interesting. You're going to be sharing your inspiration and passion, I guess, through this to a lot of people that might want to start up some kind of event themselves. Do you have any kind of insight, any tips that you could give for someone if they wanted to set up something they want to be as big as Focus, not necessarily in photography, of course? How would they go about? What were you doing way back then, 20 years ago?
When I launched Focus, all the UK had were kind of half a dozen shows which each appealed to a different sector of this industry. Now that's ridiculous because this was pre-digital and the industry was very, very small in those days, and it's really still a family. It's still very close-knit and quite small, which is one of the things I love about it. The whole point of Focus is that you don't need to have other shows for this marketplace. You need one big brassy show that does the whole job in one, just like Photokina in Germany.
So consolidate, bring something together so there's something for everybody under one roof.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. My great pleasure. Thank you.